So when we talk about properties downtown, some of us talk about them because we remember the old whoever was in the occupant in the past. And I always called it the Van Rolkel building. So it was a veterinary building when I was growing up. Since then, when WJ took over the properties, he called it the Pink Door Building because it had a pink door. Of course, it doesn't anymore. Somebody else spoke recently that apparently it was called Wallen Building. But anyway, that's the property we're talking about. And we had entered in an agreement for, I believe it was $50,000 for some face work and roof and tuck pointing. They've just about completed that project. And WJ's daughter, Hillary, is planning on opening a art studio in that sometime this spring.
And then the other thing that was mentioned, the proposal on the third floor of the Button Building, what did you call it, a community kitchen, or what's the idea concept there?
So part of the excitement of the Button Building, you know, we sold that property to WJ and his family and part of and Winborn, his organization. And their plan was to renovate it, put some kind of a retail space on the first floor. The second floor they had remodeled and was hoping to put businesses in there. And we were so lucky to have Senator Neil Anderson, who just occupied that space today. So he'll be up there for the next 4 years. There is some other space up there for other businesses and offices to be rented. And then the third floor is the old kitchen still up there from the Livermore days, as most people remember the restaurant. So he would like to regenerate that property, that space, and open that kitchen up. And he's got different ideas. Some are to bring in chefs and have them cook and sell tickets for meals. It could be a space that if some ladies want to come in and cook rhubarb and make pies for the festival. So it'll be a rentable space, and it'll be a commercial space, but it'll also be an event space.